My name is Sophia. I'm a seventh grader at Casey Middle School in Boulder, Colorado. The first time I really wanted to ride a unicycle was when my older sister Eliza learned how when she was in the first grade.
It was one of really the first sports that I got into. I was not a very athletic small child, so it was something that I could do, you know? That's what it meant to me. Dun dun.
The first time I rode a unicycle, I was 6 years old. I could ride a unicycle before I could ride a bicycle. This part is kind of embarrassing, but my mom says pretty soon I was teaching my friends.
I remember holding your hand as you would unicycle along.
Please take that smile off your face.
I remember sometimes I'd hold somebody else's hand who was on a unicycle because they couldn't unicycle very well, but you could unicycle. You'd hold their other hand and you'd unicycle and I'd walk and together we'd help them unicycle.
I learned how to unicycle when I was at University Hill Elementary School. They have an after-school circus club there and my unicycling buddies and I were there a lot. We're all seventh graders at Casey now and we haven't seen the circus club for 2 years. So one day, three of us got on the RTD bus after school and we took it to the circus club.
Bye.
On the way to circus club, my friend Carly told us about her new unicycle.
I'm getting a new unicycle tomorrow. Are you replacing the little tiny wheel?
Yes, because the wheel that I have right now is like teensy tiny, and I've fallen twice because of that, so I need to upgrade.
My friend Annie told us about her favorite unicycle story when we were in circus club.
When we performed in the talent show and we all five went around in our little pinwheel circle thing.
The five-way pinwheel? What was your favorite trick, you guys both?
Definitely the coolest one that Sophia made up. So.
At Uni Hill, we got off the bus and went into the gym where a whole lot of kids were at circus club. Some were practicing balancing on balls, but most of them were unicycling.
Yes, I do unicycle. I dribble while I unicycle sometimes.
The basketball?
Yeah.
That's cool.
I used to think that the gym was so big, and now it looks so tiny because compared to the gym at Casey, it's small. I guess because, you know, smaller people. And it was kind of a shock because I hadn't been back in a while.
You guys.
But the gym teacher seemed the same as ever. His name is Brad Fink, and he says that learning how to ride a unicycle helps with a whole bunch of sports.
For me, I'm a mountain biker and a road rider, and so unicycling just increases your ability to balance in different situations on the trail.
We talked with Brad some more, and then we practiced some unicycling with the other kids.
Oh my gosh, I love that. Is that a T-bar game?
And then I asked Brad one more question. What was like your most proud, good unicycle moment?
Oh my gosh. I would have to say your crew from 2 years ago.
When
they did that crazy routine that was all over the place and off the hook.
Fourth graders are totally better than they
were.
Yeah,
they're better.
After seeing Circus Club, we went back to Casey and decided to try and teach two friends who had never unicycled before how.
This other pedal will like pop up to you and try and catch it with that foot. Okay, so good job. Now, okay, so Annabelle, hold one hand. Carly, hold the other hand. So, okay, now, yeah, it's okay. Deep breaths, you got it. Okay.
You guys, I love this unicycle.
But not everyone stays in love with it. Take my sister Eliza, who is the first person I ever saw on a unicycle. She says she doesn't ride much anymore, but she still remembers what it was like to learn.
When I hear the word unicycle, I think of the Thanksgiving break during first grade when the unicycling just clicked for me. I just was on my unicycle pretty much the entire break. I went from one end of our house to the other.
I don't ever want to stop unicycling. It's a completely unique sport, and everybody should try it. For Casey Middle School and KGNU, I'm Sophia.